Happy podcast week, Tanner.
Happy podcast week, Logan.
It's time for episode 194. Ooh! Wow, what are we going to do when 200 hits?
I don't know, but something big.
Something important.
Important.
I've got a plan in my head.
What is it? Just kidding.
It's
nobody
a surprise.
Gets to know. Yes. It's locked in Logan's vault in his brain.
There's a lot of things in my brain.
Yes.
Love good brain.
Oh, God.
So, it's time for the Bench Boys podcast. If this is your first time here, welcome. If you're a longtime person, welcome back. There's 193 backlogged episodes you can go check out, half of which are the run-through, which we release every Thursday. Let's talk about podcast week. What do we got on podcast week? Today is Monday, the day we recorded this. A new episode of Dude, What About Sports dropped from Mitch and Austin.
I saw that.
And it's all about the NFL draft. So if you're a big football fan, if you're an NFL draft guy, go check out Dude, What About Sports. They talked all about it.
Ooh.
Today is Tuesday, the day you're listening to this.
Perfect.
The Binge Boys podcast comes out where we're going to talk about the college admission scandal documentary, ooh, the Mortal Kombat movie,
ooh,
and the finale of The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, as well as some Oscars takes and some other news headlines that dropped.
Headlights.
Thursday, Top Gun, the run-through. Tanner and I,
oh, yeah,
we ran through it.
I think that was a good one.
That's the one where you messed up my microphone.
You mean I kicked
your chair? That's the one where you kicked my chair and I hit my mouth on the mic.
That wasn't funny.
It was funny. Looking back, it was funny. And then Friday, The Exchange, we get Matt Giddens, former Holder intern. And now he works at Amazon. He does cool things over there. But he also worked at Disney. So we talked all about Disney Imagineering stuff. We talked about what it was like to work at a theme park or for a company who also makes theme parks. And that's the deal there. That's podcast week.
It's podcast week.
Every week is podcast week.
Because, yeah, it's every week's podcast week.
Tanner.
Yeah.
What'd you do this weekend?
Oh, God. I gotta think. And I feel you when you say you can't remember what you did over the weekend. Friday, I came home.
Gross.
He's eating a cookie right now.
Sure am.
And I'm staring at it because it looks freaking delicious. Anyways, so Friday I came home. I worked 9 to 7 all day, and okay, I just hung out at home. Saturday, hung out with friends. Sunday, hung out at home all day. And then I had some virtual drinks with some friends.
Virtual drinks?
Yes, from Washington, and it was fun. Quite fun? Yes. It was really good to catch up with those boys and my golf team.
That's fun.
Oh, yeah.
What did I do this weekend? Friday night I worked. Blue Moon Pizza.
Blue Moon Pizza.
Saturday, went to a wedding in Macon, Georgia, about 2 hours south.
2 hours.
With Catherine and her family. It's a family wedding. So I met a bunch of the cousins and a bunch of the fam. It was fun.
That must have been interesting.
It was a good time. Shout out to Scott.
Scott.
Which is Catherine's cousin. Scott and Sydney. Shout out to them. And shout out to Aunt Judy. Catherine's aunt that rode along with us. It was a good time. We had a lot of fun conversations in the car. It was a good time. I had a situation on Saturday, though. Cleaning my ears.
Oh, no.
Getting ready for the wedding. And a Q-tip falls into my ear.
Falls in?
Yeah. There's a Q-tip in my ear right now.
What?
Yeah. He's gone. Turner's gone. Turner was observing us, but now he's gone.
Yeah, but I need to look at somebody because that's not good.
Yeah, I'm officially deaf in my left ear.
Are you serious?
As of Saturday afternoon. Yeah.
What? What? Are you?
Just for show. It doesn't do anything. I can literally wiggle it. Can't hear anything. Nothing. Nothing.
Are you serious?
No.
Wait, no, you're not serious?
I'm not serious. That didn't happen.
Okay.
But what did happen is I was cleaning my ear and a Q-tip fell in there. Or when I say a Q-tip, the cotton ball end of the Q-tip fell in there.
Ooh.
So I did the thing that any normal person would do, was call my mom. And I was like, Mom, cleaning my ears, Q-tip fell in. And she was like, oh my God, you got to go to the emergency room. So you know what I did instead?
Dug it out.
Is I called my buddy Max. Shouts to Max.
Is that the...
Yep.
Okay, cool.
That guy.
Yeah.
He's a registered nurse, so he knows what to do.
Oh, shit.
So I called Max.
Did he say go...
Nope, but I thought about that later, but I don't know if I want to do that. Because
it would go...
I don't know. Yeah. That's not how it works.
I know.
So Max told me not to worry about it, and he said that maybe I should just go to an urgent care or something on Sunday, the day after the wedding. He said, don't worry about it right now. It's just cotton. It's not going to destroy or puncture your ear. He said if it was like a rock or a pebble or something, it'd be a different story. But because it's just cotton fluff, he said, just go ahead and go to the wedding, have fun, go to the doctor tomorrow.
I think I'd be worried the whole time.
I was, but then I stopped worrying. And then I went yesterday, and they said they could not see anything, which means one of two things. One.
It fell out.
It fell out. Or, sorry, it means three things. One, it fell out. Two, there was nothing in there in the first place. Or three, the one I'm fearing is that it went so far deep that they're going to have to surgically remove it.
Oh.
And I won't find out until it hurts.
Oh.
So, stay tuned.
Dude, that's terrible. That's the worst.
I'm convinced that there's nothing in there.
I hope so.
I'm convinced that I'm just fine.
I'd still be, oh, that's terrifying.
Yeah, I mean.
It grosses me out thinking about stuff going into my ears.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is, I guess.
Yeah, I guess we'll see. Time will tell.
So then yesterday I went to the old doctor, checked him out. They said they didn't see anything. And then what else did I do yesterday? Catherine came over. We watched the Oscars.
Oh, cool.
Which is a great transition to get beautiful. Right into the winners of the Oscars. I'll just brush through the categories here and name off the main ones, the ones that people mainly care about. Best actor in a leading role. Nominees were Anthony Hopkins, Riz Ahmed, Chadwick Boseman, Gary Oldman, and Stephen Young. Anthony Hopkins won that for the film The Father.
Interesting.
Best supporting actor. Daniel Kaluuya, Sacha Baron Cohen, Leslie Odom Jr., Paul Raci, and Lakeith Stanfield all nominated, but the winner was Daniel Kaluuya. He was the main guy in Get Out, the black guy.
Oh, okay.
He was had a good role in a movie called Judas and the Black Messiah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Very good.
I didn't see it, but yeah.
Lead actress, best actress. We got Frances McDormand, Viola Davis, Andrea Day, Vanessa Kirby, and Carey Mulligan. Winner was Frances McDormand for Nomadland. Best Supporting Actress, we get Ye Jung-yoon, Maria Bakalova, Glenn Close, Olivia Colman, and Amanda Seyfried. The winner was Young Jung-yoon for the movie Minari.
Mm.
Best Animated Feature Film. Nominees were Soul, Onward, Over the Moon, a Shaun of the Sheep movie, Farmageddon, and Wolfwalkers. And the winner was Soul by Disney Pixar. Soul.
Farmageddon.
Let's see. Best director, we get Chloe Zhao, Thomas Vinterberg, David Fincher, Lee Isaac Chung, and Emerald Fennell. Winner was Chloe Zhao. Fun fact, Chloe Zhao is directing The Eternals that comes out later this year. So she is the only Marvel Cinematic Universe director to have ever won an Oscar. And she's a woman, an Asian woman at that. And nobody has won that. I'm pretty sure she might be the first Asian woman to have ever won Best Director. So shouts to her.
Yeah. Breaking the barriers down.
Breaking the barriers. We love to see it.
Oh, yeah.
Best Picture. Nominees were Nomadland, The Father, Judas and the Black Messiah, Mank, Minari, Promising Young Women, The Trial of the Chicago 7, and Sound of Metal. The winner was Nomadland.
Hmm.
Apparently pretty damn good.
I haven't seen it. Or heard of it.
Those were the main ones. Visual effects, we got Tenet, Love and Monsters, Midnight Sky, Mulan, and the one and only Ivan. The winner of that was Tenet.
Tenet.
And that was it. They didn't really show many awards on TV. It was the COVID-19 Oscars. They did have it in person, which was pretty tight.
Yeah. Did they all social distance in the crowd?
No, they all sat at their own tables. It was almost like there was a bunch of little tables and they all sat, a few people sat at each. No one was wearing masks. A lot of them, they said at the beginning that almost all of them, if not all of them, were at least one shot into the vaccine or fully vaxxed up completely.
Okay.
So it was tight. So that's a little quick summary of the Oscars for you. We're going to transition right into The Ted lines. The headlines.
Ted lines.
Don't know if you heard. Tanner. But Apple had an event last week where they announced a bunch of stuff.
Oh, shit.
It's called the Spring Loaded event. And we're going to run through this quickly, just like the Oscars. I'll just hit on the heavy hit points. Apple announced a purple iPhone 12.
Ooh.
And it looks pretty cute.
It does.
We love a purple iPhone. And that will be out later in May. They announced a new iPad Pro, which just has updated cameras, updated chips, updated graphics. Nonetheless, Apple also announced a new lineup of iMac desktop computers that are all colorful and they look pretty. And they're very affordable for as powerful as they are. So we love to see that.
Very much so.
Apple announced a brand new Apple TV 4K that has a new updated remote.
Oh, that looks way better.
Which, integrates the touchscreen things that the current remote has, but also has buttons so that you can press buttons when you need to. They also announced the new product AirTags. They look like that. Looks like something about the size of a quarter. And essentially, it's a tracker. So if you're going on a trip and you want to track your luggage, you could throw it on your luggage, tie it to that. And in the Find My iPhone app, you can see your AirTag and you can rename it luggage. And so if luggage got lost or stolen or something, you could track it.
Oh, wow. That's going to
A lot of Uber drivers are throwing them in their Ubers in case their cars are ever stolen or hijacked or something.
Damn, how much is it going to cost?
It costs $300. Oh, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
It costs, it costs $25.
That's it?
For one. And for a pack of four, it costs $100. So you can either buy one and spend $30 or buy four and spend $100.
That's very...
You save $10 if you buy four of them.
That's very affordable and very cool. But nobody tell my mother that those exist.
Well, she can already track you, Tanner, using Find My iPhone.
Oh, yeah.
But this is an extra layer.
It's too much layer.
People are putting them on their wallets. People are putting them on...
I bet you can track every route and whereabout and wherever.
You sure can, just like Find My iPhone.
They can do that too?
Yeah.
Oh.
They see where you are at all times.
Oh, yeah, I know that. But, yeah. All right, moving on.
Moving on. They also announced that Ted Lasso Season 2 drops this July.
I was going to watch that. Apple TV Plus.
That's a great show.
Really?
It's a great show.
Is it funny?
Yes.
Yeah, he's so funny anyway.
Great show.
Yeah.
Amazing show. Now on to the more news-related stuff. Tanner, have you ever watched How I Met Your Mother?
Uh-uh.
Well,
on my list.
They've got a prequel show coming out called How I Met Your Father, and it stars Hilary Duff. It's coming to Hulu.
Interesting.
This is something that nobody is asking for.
Nobody.
Yeah. How I Met Your Father.
Are they running out of ideas?
You might want to, yeah, you might say that. I stan Hilary Duff. She's gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Lizzie McGuire, because that's who that is.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, there's not much information. All that we know is it's coming to Hulu.
That's all we know.
That's all we know.
That's the way the cookie crumbles.
That is the way the cookie crumbles.
Pretty sure Tanner, I said that before on this podcast.
Probably.
Yeah.
Tanner, Marvel has a show coming out in the next couple of years called Secret Invasion. Have you heard of this?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They've added some cast members. Some pretty notable actresses are joining the Eternals. Or, I'm sorry, the Secret Invasion show. One of them known as Olivia Colman, which is famous for The Crown show. She's in The Crown.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most famous actresses of all time. She is. Second actress to join the Secret Invasion show is Emilia Clarke, which is famous for playing Daenerys on Game of Thrones.
Oh.
She is this woman. You've probably seen her in a blonde wig.
Yes, I have. Yes.
Yeah. They are rumored to join the series alongside Nick Fury. Sam Jackson.
Oh, yeah. Like, we got to know
show
why
stars
he's on that ship.
Sam Jackson. Yeah. We got to know.
Yeah. Well, I feel like we're still going to find out in a movie or something.
Maybe.
Yeah. Dang, that's interesting.
Secret Invasion is supposed to debut, let me see here, I'm pretty sure in 2022.
Everything we have to wait for.
Everything we got to wait for.
And we have to wait extra long because we see the news right away.
Yes, we do.
Yep.
You know what's also awesome?
Huh.
Keeping it on the Marvel front. Marvel and Sony signed a deal together. So last week, I'm pretty sure we made the reference that if you want to watch all the MCU movies, you can, except for the Spider-Man movies, because Sony had a deal with Netflix. Well, Disney came in and said, hold my beer. And they signed a deal with Sony that said that the Sony's Pictures library will come to Disney Plus. So it's not just Spider-Man.
Oh, yes.
Sony recently announced a special agreement with Disney will have a big impact where fans can watch Sony's giant catalog of films moving forward. This is an article from Screen Rant, by the way. Spider-Man has always had a murky status in the film industry. For many years, Sony retained the on-screen rights to Spider-Man, preventing the character from joining the MCU. Now, Marvel and Sony have that deal signed so that Tom Holland can be used and shared between the Sony and the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yes.
That's something that we've known for a while.
Oh, yeah.
However, the new agreement between Sony and Disney allows Sony's library to stream on Disney Plus, Hulu, and other television networks owned by Disney.
Yes.
This development comes just a few weeks after the Sony and Netflix announcement. It seemed at the time that Disney Plus was unlikely to stream any Spider-Man movie for the future, but Sony has leveraged itself between two streaming services. Beginning in 2022, Sony theatrical releases will head to Netflix first, but after a couple weeks, they will arrive on Disney Plus as well.
Wow.
The implications of the deal could have far-reaching consequences throughout Sony's diverse library of franchises and films, and that means we're going to get Jumanji, Hotel Transylvania, all kinds of other Sony movies will come to Disney Plus very soon.
Disney Plus. Wow. And you know what? Sony is about to be loaded. Two deals with two different services at the same time. I guess they did it right. Yeah.
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 Good thought.
Yes, very good.
I was chewing, but Tanner didn't know what to say.
No. Whenever you do that, then I'm like, oh, I need to keep going. And then I'm like, what do I say? And then, yeah.
Yep.
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 Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
This is a big one, Tanner. Last week, we talked about Michael Keaton, his Batman appearing in the Flash movie.
Oh, shit.
Well, I have one that's going to one-up that.
Oh, no.
Warner Brothers has reached out to Christian Bale to appear in the Flash movie as well.
Reached out or?
They've reached out to Christian Bale to play Batman from the Dark Knight trilogy in the Flash's universe, or in the Flash's movie. Warner Brothers has officially announced, of course, that Ben Affleck and Michael Keaton will reprise their role as Batmans in the film. At the time, fans are also demanding that Christian Bale makes an appearance in the film as well. Now, Bale is one of the most popular actors that's portrayed Batman in the Dark Knight trilogy, and the series turned out to be his critical and commercial success. Warner Brothers has reached out to Christian Bale to play his version of Bruce Wayne Batman in the forthcoming Flash movie. While the actor has expressed his interest in coming on board, he has one condition. Bale wanted Christopher Nolan, the director of the film, to approve it. And if he doesn't, then he will not appear. He wants Christopher Nolan's blessing.
Oh, my God.
So,
dude, can you imagine how now, cool they're going to make them look?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Now, the latest report claims that the studio, after Bale said that his condition is that Chris Nolan approves it, says that they have thrown a huge pile of money towards Christian Bale to convince him to reprise it as Batman. It is whether or not to be seen if this will happen, but it is just a concept at this point. But Christian Bale is game. He just wants Christopher Nolan's approval.
Holy sheep shit. Can you imagine how cool they're gonna make old man Michael Keaton look? Like, can you believe it? Like, dude, like, well, who's directing the Flash movie again?
Andy Muschietti.
Oh, well,
director of the It movies.
It's Snyder's verse or Snyder's like universe still, right? Or no?
No.
What?
This is not the Snyderverse.
Oh, well, no, not well, but whose vision is it? Are they just going crazy? There's no vision. It's just different directors and
different directors.
Hmm. Well, anyways.
But Andy Muschietti has gotten help with Zack Snyder along the way.
Okay. And yeah, because the way Zack Snyder did Justice League, the way they like portrayed Batman, like beating the living hell out of everybody. Can you imagine how cool it's going to be to see Michael Keaton like CGI'd and like actually look good? Because in his movie, you know, his punching's like, and then like, yeah, it's like, yeah, childish almost.
Childish almost.
Yes, but the, I love that movie, so don't get me wrong, but
oh,
I'm just going to cry.
Tanner.
I'll cry.
Simple, well, simple. Before you cry, you might cry in the theaters this summer when you watch the movie. Trailer was recently released this week about it. It is called The Conjuring. The Devil Made Me Do It. They released a trailer this
That'll
week.
That'll definitely make me cry.
Paranormal investigators Ed and Lorraine Warren try to uncover the truth behind a murderous claim of demonic possession. So, the movie is called The Conjuring, : The Devil Made Me Do It. Because in the 80s, there's a very famous court case where a man pleads not guilty to the murder of his family because he claims a demon was possessing him. And it was this huge attention thing in the media. The Warrens got involved. It was a huge ordeal.
I don't remember, but I've seen this before, this little event.
Tanner, did you see the trailer for this?
Nope. Actually, no. Yes, I did. I saw it, like a snippet of it right before I skipped the ad on YouTube.
There you go.
So, yeah.
This is exciting.
That is exciting.
This film releases June 4th, 2021 on both the theaters and HBO Max. It's another one of those movies that will release simultaneously. However.
So, I actually do have to watch
it. I am going to the theaters to see this movie. I'm going to watch it. Although, my parents have also suggested that we watch it in the movie room at their house.
That'd be even scarier.
So, just wanted to tell the people about that. Last headline before we get into reviewing. This is no surprise. Obviously, the rest of the episode, we're talking about Mortal Kombat, Falcon and the Winter Soldier, and the college admission scandal documentary. But I'll just go ahead and say that this news story is a spoiler for the Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Spoiler.
Spoiler alert. Captain America 4 is in development.
Warning. Get it, Kevin? Yeah. Kevin.
Warning. Did you hear me, Tanner?
Yes.
Captain America 4 is in development right now.
What the fuck? Yes. Dude, he was... Okay, we'll talk about that later.
Captain America 4 is in development. According to Marvel Studios, it is written by the Falcon and the Winter Soldier's head writer alongside Episode 5 writer. Deadline also reported that it's rumored... Okay. So it's also separate than another rumored Captain America movie that features original star Chris Evans returning the Infinity Stones after the end of Endgame. So this is a separate Captain America movie than that.
I thought they said he was never coming back.
That's what he said, but we never know. God. But
they got away. Marvel does.
There you go. Captain America 4, where Anthony Mackie and Sebastian Stan are reprising their roles, and it's probably going to be assumed that Wyatt Russell reprises his role as John Walker or the U.S. agent.
The U.S. agent. They need a U.S. agent.
They sure do. You know what the people need? The people need us to transition right into our review of The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, Episode 6.
It's almost like
entitled One World, One People. Tanner. This finale of The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, did it land for you? Did it live up to the hype? What were your thoughts on the episode?
When he put on the suit and flew around, I shit. It was awesome. But I honestly have this thought in my mind. I was a little more, like, I'm comparing it to WandaVision right now. I was, like, more excited to watch WandaVision week to week than I was this show. But this show was freaking awesome, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, like I liked WandaVision more, I guess. That's what people are kind of saying also. That
really? WandaVision you liked more. WandaVision more?
I think so. It's just, I feel like they could have done a lot more. We could have seen a lot more.
We could have.
Yes, more episodes. I don't know if I liked the One World, One People, like, storyline, that part. That was just
the whole Flag Smashers thing?
It was just kind of boring. You know? They were super soldiers, and we found out right away how they became super soldiers, so there was no mystery to them, you know?
Yeah.
And then...
Yeah.
Just didn't really, you know, but...
What would you give the show? 5 out of 5.
Oh, I gave it
still.
A 5 out of 5.
Yeah. It's an awesome show.
Oh, God. Like, it was moving, too. Like, Disney's woke.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
What'd you think of the last episode? There was a lot of different storylines that combined.
His speech was awesome.
Most reviewing sites are giving this the worst reviewed episode of the show, and I agree.
Really?
I don't like this episode much. I mean, spill. Well, I do.
Yeah.
But
you can't help but, I mean, I get it.
There was a lot of problems with it. They rushed a lot of stuff. It felt very packed.
Yeah.
Felt very like they rushed the ending.
That's how I felt at the end of episode 5. I was like, there's kind of like a lot to do here. This might be, I thought it was going to be a really freaking long episode. Then I saw 60 minutes and I was kind of taken. I mean, it didn't like, I wasn't like, why is it not 60 minutes? But I was kind of like, I feel like this should be longer. Yeah, they could have done so much more. That's what I think.
So,
brought in some more cameos.
So, yeah. Yes. So, first of all, let's just hit all of them on the head. Let's think of every character in the show and where they ended up. Mm-hmm. So, let's start with Carly, the Flag Smasher leader. She got murked.
Oh, yeah. She started to bother me towards the end. I was just like, I don't care
about this.
You want to kill a bunch of people. Like, obviously, they're going to stop you.
and I did like that in the scene where she said like one world, one people or whatever, and like her followers like didn't say it because they were like almost like drawing the line of like, we're going too far, you're going a little crazy, like we're not supposed to be killing people, we're supposed to be starting a movement.
Yes,
but Carly was all about killing people in order to incite the movement,
which will never work. She just needs to watch a few action movies next time before she... Well, not next time. Rip.
Because she's dead?
Yep.
I'm glad she's dead, honestly, because I don't want her character to appear ever again.
Who knows? Marvel might find a way to make it appear again.
I did not like her storyline, man. I
know.
The whole Flag Smasher thing was just not me. I just didn't care for it.
I almost wanted them to be like going after some... they should have just been going after this big villain towards... And also, Power Broker, Sharon, you predicted it.
Yeah.
It was kind of, I don't know, I feel like
it's lazy.
Marvel's a lot better than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of lazy to me.
More than I'm talking about like it, I don't know if I want to give it a 5 out of 5.
I think the show in general gets a 5 out of 5.
Just, if you think about Sam's story and his arc, amazing. And I like John Walker's arc. It was interesting.
Okay, so that's my next point.
Yeah.
What did you think when John Walker just like got there and just started helping out? Were you like, are we supposed to like this guy? Or
yeah, I was just like, yeah, he showed up, and I was like, what? I was like, wow, okay, he's here. And then his shield broke, and I kind of low-key inside, I was like, you suck. You suck. You're not even good.
What'd you think of Falcon's suit?
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
What about Bucky's arc?
I feel like there wasn't even an arc.
Sure there was.
I know, but I feel, but like, it when him, like, not being, like, almost, like, getting better, it almost didn't feel like...
It felt forced.
It felt like it should have. He needed to do a lot more because he was pretty messed up 2 episodes ago. Like that wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, like it didn't feel earned. Like when he, went and said, "Like I killed your son," to Zhao or whatever, the old Asian guy.
Yeah,
I was like, they could have done that so many different ways, but instead he was just like, he was killed by the Winter Soldier, which was me. I was like, that's not good writing.
Which was me.
Which was me. Like, okay.
But dude, I think, well, when did I shed? I there was a sad moment. I think that was the one where I kind of shed a tear a little bit.
Almost. I shed a tear when Sam brought Isaiah Bradley to the museum and showed him the statue. Yeah,
that's
and when. He gave him a hug. I was like, oh my God.
And that guy was...
As soon as like he said, I got something to show you, and then they were in the museum, I was watching with Catherine. I was like, oh my God, there's going to be a mural for him, and I'm going to cry.
Yeah, no, because poor old man.
Yep, then there was a mural, and sure enough, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to cry.
Yeah, dude.
Because that music. Man had to hide from the government forever because he was being experimented on and all that shit, and then he gets a mural saying he was the original Captain America.
And yeah, there was, and literally, like, in the comics, there was a black Captain America the whole time.
It was him.
Yeah.
Isaiah Bradley.
That's awesome. Man, I love how they're making this, they're connecting everything and just making this whole universe. They've created the coolest universe.
Which made me think, like, WandaVision is loosely based off of a comic book.
Yeah.
Which is called House of M. Mm-hmm. And it involves Wanda becoming the Scarlet Witch. But, like, Falcon and Winter Soldier isn't, like, based off of a comic book.
No,
they just took a bunch of random comic book elements and threw them in the show, like John Walker or Zemo or Madame Hydra.
It was their own story.
You know? Yeah. They made this story up their own.
I feel like they've been doing that the whole time, too. Mm-hmm. They have been, but kind of.
Did you think... Yeah, man, I thought the Sharon Carter thing was just lame.
It kind of makes me upset because, like, Captain America was, you know, his wife was turned, like, was her mother. Like, or no, her, was it her grandma, Sharon Carter?
Yes, her grandmother, grandma, I think. Yeah. Yeah, her grandmother was one of the most respected agents in the U.S. government history.
Kind of pissed me off.
And she's like shitting on that because like in the courtroom, they say like, we're so ready for you to get back to working on Peggy's legacy or something like that. Yeah. And she was like, oh, I still am too. But then she calls whoever afterwards and is like, we're going to start selling shit, secrets and stuff. It was like, who hurt you?
I know. What happened?
What happened to you?
Yeah. Well, I bet we'll find out. I wonder if
I hope
even
we
did.
Find out because like,
this doesn't make much sense. Yeah.
At the end of Civil War, you know, she didn't sign the accords, so she was wanted. So that's why she flew to, like, Madripoor or whatever to, like, lay low. But, like, why are you, like, straight up, like, a villain? Like, why are you...
You don't have to be... Well, maybe she
why are you a traitor against the U.S. government?
Yeah, and, well, she probably had to... Well, probably because she got betrayed. I mean, she probably felt betrayed, I bet.
Yeah.
And then and that city was
so did Steve Rogers, but he still forgave them.
Yeah, that's Steve Rogers, though.
Yeah.
His ass is not turning.
Yeah, that's true.
Rip.
Yeah.
And there was like really? Nothing. There was nothing. Rip? I don't know. There was no.
I don't think he's dead.
This show did he's nothing. Not dead. This show did nothing to answer any questions that we wanted answered.
They would have shown us a funeral, man. I
eight episodes and they might have.
Apparently, there was an original draft of the show where Steve Rogers was going to come in and give Sam a pep talk, and then they would go into the final battle.
That would have just made the show. That would have made me. That probably would have made us not say half these things because we would just be talking about how cool that moment would have been, you know. Ugh. And now comparing it to WandaVision, I was just hyped every episode to figure something to like to see a cameo of some sort. You know, like there was hype around it. There were memes everywhere, and like I feel like there wasn't. It wasn't like that for Winter Soldier this time. There wasn't week to week hype. It was just cool to watch them.
Yeah, I think WandaVision had more of like a mysterious. Suspense and mysterious vibe to it, and that's why week by week it was like,
what the hell's gonna happen?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like what the hell? And we didn't
this was
know.
Just like a thriller.
Yeah,
but
this was just an action.
It was still good. It was just good in its own sense.
Yeah,
like I'm interested to compare it to the next thriller, which is Loki.
Oh, that one looks amazing.
Loki's the next thriller. We don't get that till June.
Well, at least it's June and not next year.
They keep promising that What If show, but we haven't seen any promo for that. I bet it's late and they're just pushing it off.
I hope. Oh, that'll be fun to watch.
If that came in May. Oh, it's not going to come in May because you know what comes out next week?
Huh.
Star Wars The Bad Batch.
Oh, cool.
That animated show comes out on May the 4th.
I'll definitely watch that. I've seen all the Clone Wars and I haven't seen Rebels though, but.
That's okay. You've seen all Clone Wars?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. That's good.
One time.
Yeah, just same ones. Here.
Yeah.
Same here.
I know people that have seen it like six times.
It's a really good show.
But it's so long.
It is long. It's like nine seasons long.
Yeah.
And there's like 30 episodes a season.
Yeah, it's not easy to binge at
but
all.
But then again, it is a cartoon, so you don't really have to pay attention.
I usually didn't.
But like, there is like an overarching story.
There were some arches. There were some like four block episodes.
Yeah.
That I was like intrigued the whole time.
Yep.
Yeah, just because it's like, and plus you got to be really into Star Wars at the time to enjoy it because you gotta like the you gotta like the actual like you know what
story
I mean
of
the
it,
story like people's arcs that you didn't see in the movies and shit like that
but we get that starting May 4th and that's weekly episodes too.
Perfect.
So that'll probably be what we review week by week in
talk about forever.
Yeah, we will.
Thank you,
that'll be a just me and you thing unless Matt jumps on it. Matt hasn't seen the Clone Wars or the Mandalorian.
Or the Mandalorian.
Yeah, I know.
What the hell?
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Matt. He's on vacation. That's why he's not here.
Oh, yes.
Shout out.
Shout out.
So,
Shout out.
Shout out. So, I'm trying to think of other loose ends that, you know.
I liked the show.
I liked the show a lot.
Is the key word.
Well,
I didn't love
it. Yeah, you know what? I liked the show a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It is a 5 out of 5.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely would recommend it.
You have to watch
it. I loved that I watched it,
mm-hmm.
but I liked it a lot. I loved WandaVision.
Oh, I loved it, too. I still wish that show was out. I was so excited for it to come. I was like, plus, like, At the same time, I felt like I was one of the only people that was watching it, but I wasn't, just because the people I was surrounded by wasn't as hyped. I was so surprised that everybody wasn't as hyped as me.
My jaw hurts so bad right now for some reason. It just keeps giving me this shock.
That's so annoying.
It's so dumb.
Because this podcast, you have to talk using that jaw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now I'm like tiptoeing around it. We do have more talking to do.
Oh, yes.
So overall, Falcon and the Winter Soldier, a very convoluted, very mixed messy opinion. Review here. But
yes.
But what overall thoughts, if you're giving an elevator pitch, what's your elevator review of the Falcon and the Winter Soldier? And you know what I mean when I say like elevator pitch?
Yeah, not long.
Yeah, like 30 seconds. Like, what are your thoughts on the show?
Well, you heard most of my thoughts. I enjoyed Captain America's arc. I enjoyed John Walker. I enjoyed Bucky, but I wished we saw more with Bucky. And I wish we saw more like cameos and stuff like that. But other than that, it was a good story, I guess. But I didn't like the Flag Smasher crap. But yeah. Other than that, it was good.
You know, we talked about everyone's arc except for Sam. I am so on board with Sam being too. Captain America.
Yes.
Like
100% on
board. I was weirded out at first because I was like, oh, give it to Bucky.
Yeah, because I kind of thought it would have been Bucky because it's...
Because Sam's already got the Falcon. Like, yeah. He's already got a gimmick.
And it's Steve's best friend.
Yeah.
And Steve made a good point not to give it to Bucky.
But... I am so down with Sam being Cap.
Oh, God, he's badass.
Like, he's so awesome. And his suit is kick-ass, so he's still technically the Falcon.
Oh, yeah.
But he's Captain America.
And he's just a human, which makes it even cooler. Yep,
not even a super soldier.
But his suit makes him kind of like a super soldier, so,
yep.
Which is good.
There goes the jaw with the weird pain again. Every time I close my mouth, actually.
You know why? Your jaw's just warning you, like, hey.
Wow, that kind of hurts.
You know what it's warning you for?
What?
The fact that it's podcast week.
It is podcast week.
But
it only happens when I like close down. Like
over like, here?
Right here.
Here? That's
right here.
Oh, here.
Yeah, right there.
Oh, the jawline?
Yeah, jawline right there. Like where it connects. Like yeah. Where the
That's
joint
annoying.
Is.
Yeah, that's annoying as hail. It's probably that cookie.
Probably is.
Yeah.
Well, that's the Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Foz.
We're done with Foz, but next week... well, let me look at the calendar here. So May the 4th is next.
May the 4th be with you. I move.
May the 4th is next Tuesday. So we will have our first review for the first episode on May the 4th. That'll be Star Wars Day.
Star Wars Day. We need to do something for that.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll rank our Star Wars films.
Oh yeah. Have
that'll
a big
be a
old
one.
Heated discussion.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we can do that.
Oh yeah.
Next yeah. up. The college admissions scandal documentary on Netflix.
First word, intriguing. From the beginning to the end, I was intrigued.
Really?
Yeah, it was good. I gave it a 4 out of 5 because, like, well, it's not like phenomenal. It's not like knock my socks off, you know. But dude, that shit blows me away. The amount, like, what they were trying to portray was like rich people.
Yeah,
they already have the resources like to study and prep for it, and one guy goes, and they still cheat. And
yeah.
I was like, yeah, it's just insane.
I gave it a 4 out of 5 as well. I think, mainly because, it was really damn good. And those of you who don't know, the plot line here says reenactments drive this documentary's investigating the mastermind behind a scam to sneak the kids of the rich and famous families into top U.S. universities. Weird. This documentary kind of has like a little dramatization as well. They have like actors and actresses kind of like reenacting what happened.
I like that a lot. That made it interesting.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
I almost would have cut all of that out and just
really?
Given me a straight up documentary.
Mm. I kind of liked having a person to imagine, like I don't know, like to see the person convey what mm-hmm. he was actually
that's
like.
True.
And he's
pretty good.
The way they described him, he acted like him, just kind of like nonchalant, kind of
just like
dopey,
very looking. Very no problem, even though there's an FBI agent tapping my phones, like
yeah, it's crazy.
So,
dude, and did it not piss you off when those two girls, Lori Loughlin's kids,
were God. Just
like, they were like, hey, like, I hate school, but get your education. We're all like, you know,
it's, yeah, it's like, oh man, you suck.
You do. You got your mom is scum for
that. I think one of the kids they interviewed said, like, think of all the kids who want to get in that school but can't, but you cheated to get into it.
And think about the kids that actually are smart enough to get in and can't pay for it.
But they didn't get into it, or they can't pay for it.
Yeah.
And which is also decline. What's bullshit about this is that all of these celebrities are so wealthy, they could pay for college no problem.
But, I mean, technically they are paying for it with, like, millions of dollars, but still.
Well, yeah, they're maybe still paying for it, but, like, you could have had your kid get in like any other kid.
If I was
what makes
him,
you special?
If I was that guy that was doing that and had that business, I would at least charge a lot more just because they're scum for that.
Yeah, like, what the hell?
Yeah. I mean, I probably shouldn't be saying scum, but they are
scum. They're scum for cheating their way into school.
And he made tons of money off of freaking cheating.
And he's not even in prison.
He's not?
Remember at the very end?
Oh, yeah, duh.
Yeah, he's not. It's until every single person who is, I think they said, until every single person who is discovered to have paid him, he can't serve time. They have to find out who paid him first.
That's horseshit.
And there's like 200 people that have paid him. And they've only found like 40. So he's just living.
And there's people. Oh, so we're going to keep seeing people come out.
Oh, yeah.
And we're throughout the probably years.
Yeah. It'll probably take years to find these people.
They'll get him eventually. Don't worry.
Which just sucks.
It does suck. Now he's out there. Freaking, he can do whatever he wants when he should be, you know, rotting in a federal prison.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there's not really much to say about it. It's a good documentary. It's a little longer. It's on the longer side. It's like an hour and 40 minutes.
I went to watch it when I got home, and I was like, oh, shit, I might not be able to finish it.
Yeah, it's like a little movie.
Yeah, but I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was fine.
Yeah,
it was a good one.
I was pretty surprised.
Not as good as Seaspiracy.
No, no.
But still pretty solid.
Yeah.
So check out the full title is Operation Varsity Blues, which is what the FBI called it.
Yeah.
The College Admissions Scandal on Netflix.
Newt Flutes. You know what my Netflix name is?
What?
My family changes the names of, well, me and Tess change our names and try to, like, put something stupid so when our parents log in, they see stupid, like, names. So I hear the da-dum, and then it goes up to my picture, which is a dog, and underneath it, it says butt crack.
Oh, my God.
I love it.
Your family does that?
Oh, yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah. It's funny. And I have an account with my HBO Max friends.
Yeah.
Yep. And I'm right in the middle of their two names. So yeah. I just put like Jacob and like this week I put Loves Matt. And then this week I'm going to put Jacob Licks Matt. Like I'm just going to keep doing it.
Well, you know, speaking of HBO Max.
Oh, yeah.
Mortal Kombat.
Bingo.
Finish him.
Interesting. Never played the games.
Really?
Yeah, never. So never. I knew nothing. I knew absolutely nothing.
So Mortal Kombat is an R-rated film. It's about an hour and 50 minutes long. It and the description is MMA fighter Cole Young seeks out Earth's greatest champions in order to stand against the enemies of Outworld in a high-stakes battle for the universe.
Well, I tell you what, it earns its R rating.
It is rated R.
God damn, it was freaking violent.
It is a violent film.
So as a guy who knows nothing about Mortal Kombat or anything, I was kind of like, what the hell is going on the whole time? I was just like, what the hell? It was kind of trippy, and I enjoyed it.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was a freaking bloody action movie. A lot of the time I was going, oh, or I was like, oh my God. Like, it kept me on my toes just because so much shit was happening everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, weird stuff.
About 30 to 45 minutes into this movie, I was ready to give it a 2 out of 5.
You were?
Oh, yeah. I was fully prepared to give it a 2 out of 5.
Yeah, I kind of zoned out at the beginning.
So,
except Claw, that or whatever that guy,
Kano.
Kano, he's awesome.
I found him so invigoratingly horrible.
You thought he was?
I hated his character as which I found out that I am in the minority of.
Oh, he's
everybody loves him.
He was hilarious.
But like, there was a few moments where I was like, God, this guy is so stupid. First of all, let me just get everything I hated out of the way, so I can talk about all the awesome shit with you.
Oh yeah.
Number one, I didn't like that this movie is like, it thinks it's bigger than it is.
Yeah.
Like they were like. Like, even this description, like, a high-stakes battle for the universe.
It really didn't feel like that. I was just watching it to see some freaking fighting and blood and crazy stuff.
I didn't feel any, like, wait. Oh, yeah. Like when the villains are on screen saying, like, you have this amount of time to fight us.
I was like, oh no,
what are you going to do? Like there was never like a threat to me. The only time I felt a threat is when like the four-legged thing came for the guy's family.
Oh my God, that was terrifying.
Yeah.
God, that guy was gross.
But I knew in that moment he was going to find his Asenya or whatever.
Oh yeah.
Asenya or whatever the thing, the title was that, I don't know, like his power, like his... Like,
don't remember it.
You know, like,
yeah, his power.
Like, Kano found his out when he was like screaming and yelling, and he had the laser beam.
He cracked me up. I can't think of his one liners, but they were funny.
They were funny.
Yeah,
he had funny moments, but at the same time, I was like, this guy sucks.
Oh, Roy, I can't do the freaking accent.
All right.
God, that sounds terrible.
We got Jimmy here. He's up to bat number third base here. And
baseball announcer.
Oh, okay.
Baseball announcer.
I was going to say, I was like, that's not Kano.
Well, we have the outfielders in the back, man, and they're just running to their damn best, you know.
Baseball announcer.
Well, that's a strike. Oh.
Strike one.
Strike two.
Well,
finish him.
The main character in this movie is Cole Young. He is not a Mortal Kombat character.
Yeah.
They made up a completely random ass dude to be the main character of this movie, which, you know, interesting. Because there's many Mortal Kombat characters
out there
to have picked here.
Yeah.
And they chose a made up character.
Interesting.
Opening scene of this movie was awesome. Where the dude was defending his family and was like murking people with the blades on the end of the ropes.
That was insane.
He was like throwing it through people's skulls and shit.
Disgusting.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
And that's something honestly that the movie delivers on.
Dude.
The movie's gross.
The scene.
Yep.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
The
fucking hat.
Yep.
Literally, you see it all. Split in complete half.
Yeah. And you watch it.
And he puts his hat back on, goes, flawless victory. I understood.
Flawless victory.
I understood that reference because of Injustice.
Flawless victory means
beat
like
the shit out of him. That means
you
touching.
Yep, you didn't even get touched. And the things I hated like were like the flawless victory thing. Like every once in a while, someone was like, "Finish him," and like, "What the fuck? Like, what is this? Like, stop saying it out loud." Like one thing I did like camera angles when Sub-Zero and Scorpion fought in the very end in the frozen area. The camera like panned out and showed them like both like side by side, almost like it was a side by side fighter game. I was like, oh, so they did a nice camera angle to make it look like it was the video game.
I thought Sub-Zero was kind of creepy. He creeped me out.
Good, yeah.
That scene, like, oh no, not the scene, but his mask.
Yeah.
That, I mean, he didn't freak me out when he wasn't being an assassin at the beginning, but oh, he freaks me out now.
I liked any time that people were fighting was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
It was just the in-between that kind of just... I gave it a 3 out of 5. I thought it was fine.
I gave it a 4 just because I enjoyed the action.
I liked the action, but the action, to me, wasn't enough to save it from some of the shit I didn't like.
Yeah, I feel that. At points, after like an action scene, I'd just be sitting there and I'd be like, all right, I kind of want to do something else. And then an action scene would come on, and then I'm like, kind of bored, you know?
Yeah, I liked Jax, the black guy who gets murked in the beginning of the movie.
That was disgusting also.
But then his character in the games are awesome. We'll have to watch some fatalities after this.
Fatality.
Which there are a few fatalities. Like the girl that, Dragon Girl that got murked that right Tanner talked about.
That was
right in half. And they showed it too. It's like they showed everything. Her getting sliced in half.
You could see her brain.
Yep.
You could see her spine.
Yep.
You could see everything.
Yep.
And
the fact that Jax electromagnetized whatever that dude's head and it just blew up.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
What a movie.
Yeah. There were some awesome action scenes. And the fighting was really tight.
Oh, yeah. It was pretty messed up at the beginning when I saw that little boy was frozen and his wife, and that was pretty messed up.
Yeah, well,
you warned me yet last week.
I thought it was fine. Yeah, I told you. It was going to be a gory movie.
Oh, and it fucking was.
It sure was.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what? I'm going to try something here. Like I stated, it is podcast week.
Oh, it's podcast week.
I'm going to try something. I haven't tried it before. So if it doesn't work, I'm going to have to cut this out.
All right.
Are you ready for it?
Are you ready to rumble?
It's a, well, I guess before I get to that, Mortal Kombat, it's on HBO Max or in the theaters. Go check it out.
Yeah.
I gave it a 3 out of 5. Matt, I'm sure, is going to give it somewhere between a 3 and a 4 out of 5. And Tanner, you gave it a?
I gave it a 4.
All right.
I just, yeah, good action. If you want, if you're, what the?
My iPad screen just dimmed.
And you did that at the same time that you adjusted the dial.
Oh, it didn't dim. It converted to like dark mode.
Oh, shit.
If you want, you can turn that light on over there because it is kind of dark in here.
Well, I don't want to.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
What is it? We're going to try a segment alert called...
Segment alert.
New segment alert. I've never done this before. And it's called Taking Advantage of the Roadcaster.
Roadcaster?
The Roadcaster. This is the Roadcaster. I just hit the Bluetooth button.
No,
we're
going
to try something.
We about to bop?
I don't know. We're going to find out here. I'm going to try to pair my phone to the Roadcaster here. And we're gonna try something. We're going to try something. It says I'm connected. So without further ado, I'm going to try this, okay?
I think he's going to try it.
I'm going to try it.
I think that's... Yeah.
We're going to try it.
Yes.
So...
we are going to try
it. So we're
going to
try it.
We're going
to
try.
This is a thing I like to call... cold calling. So.
No way.
If they don't answer, this is going to suck.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, Griffin, you're live on the Binge Boys podcast.
No way.
What the hell?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is you're on with Logan and Tanner on the Binge Boys podcast. Hello, Griffin.
Oh, wow. That's absolutely honoring. Thank you, gentlemen.
Happy birthday, mother... happy birthday, friend.
Thanks, boys. Means a lot. I'm actually at dinner with my girlfriend, Forrest. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah, I actually just ordered my first legal drink ever.
Hell yeah. What
was
it?
That's amazing. What'd you order?
I ordered a lychee Cosmo.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Order a beer.
We're going to get started here.
All right. Well, then we'll leave you to dinner. We just wanted to give this a try.
He totally surprised us.
I'm going to send you a picture of this joint, and you're going to rate this place to your viewers.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'll send you a picture.
I already have the picture of it. I'll show it to him.
Oh yeah.
Here.
All right. Well. Well then, Griffin, yeah, that looks tight.
It's a blur stain.
It looks like a blastic. So Griffin, we'll let you go. We just wanted to say happy birthday. You're live on the Binge Boys, and is there anything you want to say to the people?
Awesome. Be good to people, and they'll be good to you. And if they're not good to you, then just move on.
All right.
Boom.
There it is. See you, Griffin.
Thanks for
answering.
All right.
See ya, bro.
See ya.
All right, see ya.
That was hilarious.
How about that? That was Griffin on the Binge Boys.
I hope that works.
I think it does.
We can do that.
Yeah.
We could do freaking...
Want to do it again?
To who?
I don't know. We'll call somebody.
Let's prank call.
I'm not going to prank
star
call somebody. Let's call this person.
I never told him about the internship.
Oh.
I should.
Well, see if he answers. If he doesn't, then that's just going to mean these people suck.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, you're live on the Binge Boys podcast. Hello.
Oh, hello. What's happening?
Hello, Uncle Jay.
What's going on, Tan?
How are you?
Doing all right.
It's been a while.
We're testing the features of this lovely machine I have here, and I discovered that we can call people. So.
Oh yeah.
So yeah.
Well, actually,
Griffin. We just called Griffin. And yeah. Wished him a happy birthday live on the air, and now we're calling you.
Oh, sweet. So this is not the maiden voyage. I'm the second boat to leave the ship, or to leave the yard.
Yes.
Yes.
And now, because you're our first official call, we just called to tell Griffin happy birthday. Your first official call. We gotta ask, what's your favorite movie of all time?
Oh, my. I have a few. You're catching me a little bit cold turkey here, but I'd say the Titanic ranks up there with them.
I knew that was going to be an answer. I knew it.
The boat was going to sink, and yet I still enjoyed it.
Well, that's awesome, and We'll let you go. We just wanted to give this Bluetooth feature calling a try, and thanks for being on the Binge Boys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, bet. No worries.
All right. All we'll right. talk to you later.
See you later, Uncle John.
Thanks for the call.
All right, later. Bye-bye. How about that?
That's cool.
Now we can call people.
I got to text your dad about the freaking, about the internship. I got to thank him for all the help.
Yeah, you got an internship.
Oh, yes. Oh, wait, I never said that, did
you? You didn't tell me.
I didn't tell you? Yeah, I told you.
No, you didn't tell me. Yes, you told me you were going for it, but you never told me that you told him yeah.
Oh, yeah, but I said yeah. I'm going to Ohio.
To Mustang?
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Where? New Albany?
I think it's in Columbus. I don't know. That's classified. We can't talk about it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. He said it's a code word. I was like, what the f? This is freaking
yeah, I'll
awesome.
Tell you what that... Do you know what that means? Do you know what Mustang means?
No.
I'll tell you afterwards. We can't say it on here.
Okay. Well, maybe
we'll
not
get in trouble.
To, yeah. Okay.
You'll know it once
oh,
you
yeah.
get there.
Once like, this but, is cool. Confidential. We're working for the government.
No.
Area 51. I'm going to see aliens. Okay.
Well, yeah, you're going to be gone all summer.
Yeah, it's kind of sad.
What? When do you start?
June 2nd.
Okay.
Pretty late.
And then you come back early August or
August
late
7th.
Late July?
August 7th.
Okay, so at least you leave after Tessa's graduation party, though.
Oh, yeah, that's the whole thing.
You'll be in town for all that
Thank
funness.
God. Oh, yeah.
That's going to be a great day.
Gosh.
Me and Catherine are going to a gender reveal party for her cousin,
oh, cool.
Scott. Shouts to Scott again.
Scott.
Gender reveal party for him and his wife. And then we're piggybacking that and going straight to Tessa's graduation party. That's going to be a great day.
That is going to be
I'm going to get slammed
yep.
at Tessa's party.
You should, yeah. We're
going to
we
get
all
slammed.
Are. Yes.
It's going to be a bad night.
Oh, it's going to be it's going to be one of those the night where you know keep pouring the drinks.
It'll be a blasting.
Oh,
there's
going to
be a lot of family and friends there, and we're going to party.
There's some blasters from dad's side of the family coming.
Really?
Oh yeah. Everyone's going to be like, "What the hell is a blaster?"
Do we tell people what blasting is?
Well, a blaster is just I guess it's just a way of saying like fun people, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Logan's a blaster.
I'm a blaster.
Yes. Like
I blast.
Oh, yeah.
Got a blast.
Got a blast.
You got a blast.
Oh, yeah. You do.
Well, that was really what we had for the episode today.
Oh, yeah.
Loaded episode. Oscars talk, Apple event talk, a bunch of news, Falcon and the Winter Soldier, college admission scandal, and Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat.
What about we talk about what's coming up?
What is coming up?
Let's look.
How about
I just don't want the pod to end. Honestly, I'm having fun.
It is fun.
It's a fun one.
It is a fun mint.
We have some good pods here and there.
We do.
Ones that I don't want to end.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Catherine for not answering the damn phone. She's probably asleep.
She probably is.
She probably is. She told me she was going to bed early.
It's an exhausting freaking job.
Shout out to Catherine.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so again, I said that Top Gun run through is next week. Or, sorry, this week. Oh, my God, Catherine's calling. Do we answer? Catherine, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Well, lucky for you, you're live on the Binge Boys podcast. How are you?
Welcome.
Hi.
Hello.
Can you hear us okay? How do we sound? Pretty good?
You sound terrible.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Oh, shit.
Hopefully they can hear her.
Yeah, I think they can hear her. If none of this worked, then I'm just going to have to go edit out 15 minutes of footage.
Oh, yeah.
Because we just called like five people.
Well, three to be exact.
Yeah, three. We called Griffin, we called Dad, and we called you.
Were you successful with the others?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Griffin answered.
Griffin answered.
Dad answered. And because you're the a guest on the Binge Boys podcast, we got to ask what your favorite movie is of all time. I know the answer to it, but tell the people.
My favorite movie of all time is Dirty Dancing.
Yep, sure is. Well, Catherine, thanks for being a part of the podcast.
Thank you, Catherine.
It's an honor. Thanks, guys.
I will call you after our episode is concluded.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
That's how you end every podcast, too. Bye.
She probably is like, what the hell? But anyway, let's preview about what's coming through. About what we got coming on through the pipeline here.
Through the Pepe line.
So next week, we got a run through for Ratatouille. Me and Megan broke down that movie, and the week after that, we've got Grown Ups.
Oh, that's a good one.
Me and
one.
Megan ran through that one as well.
That'll be funny, I bet.
Yeah, it's
All
a good
quotes.
One. It's a good one. So let's look at what the most notable releases we got on our calendar coming up. So this Friday, I think, I haven't seen any promotion for it or anything, but Assembled, the making of The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, just like they did for WandaVision. You know, they released a documentary about how they made WandaVision. Which they should be doing the same thing this Friday for Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Are we watching it?
Probably. I mean, it's probably going to be like a 45 minute documentary or something.
The first WandaVision one, I'm pretty sure I fell asleep to it.
Yeah, maybe. It's not great.
No, it's boring.
But
I'll be interested to see behind the scenes of Anthony Mackie and Sebastian Stan. Those two are kind of funny as hell. Have you seen their, like,
their back and forth banter? So it's funny. Awesome.
Yeah, they're kind of just like their characters.
Exactly.
Yes.
So then May 4th, we've got The Bad Batch, like we've hinted at. May 7th on Netflix, a new show drops called Jupiter's Legacy. And it stars a bunch of really cool people, Josh Duhamel, and it's like a superhero show.
It
looks pretty cool. Looks really cool. It's based off of a comic book, not a Marvel or DC, some other comic.
What's it called again? Say that.
Jupiter's Legacy. It looks pretty cool. We'll have to. I'll show you the trailer after this.
Oh yeah, we got some things I got to see after this.
We do. Then May 14th, we've got a movie on HBO Max called Those Who Wish Me Dead. It stars Angelina Jolie.
Oh yeah,
and a bunch of other people.
Yeah.
That drops May 14th on HBO Max and the theaters. Also on May 14th, we've got The Woman in the Window. And that stars Amy Adams. It's a thriller about her next-door neighbor that's kind of a psychopath.
Interesting. That's really be cool. Awesome.
I think that's also on... Or no, that's on Netflix. Okay. Then May 21st, we've got a movie called Army of the Dead, which is directed by Zack Snyder. Mm. And it's a zombie apocalypse movie. Starring Dave Bautista, the guy who plays Drax,
along with
a bunch of other fun actors and actresses.
That's probably going to be like one of those movies where they just like a Zombieland.
Yeah. Hopefully. It looks really serious. It doesn't look like a comedy.
Okay, good.
So
I don't know if Zombieland hit too well for me. The first one did.
The second one was not good.
No, that's what I hear. I never watched it.
Yeah, don't. But. And then after that, May 28th, we've got Cruella, which drops in theaters and on Disney Plus. So we'll have to take our pick on that one. And then also on May 28th, Quiet Place Part 2.
Seriously?
Yeah. I just found out yesterday.
We got to go in the theaters.
Yeah, we're going to have to go.
The whole family has to.
Yeah.
Is it May 28th?
May 28th. Same day as Cruella. Day.
Good.
We might have a really good episode that next week. The first week of June.
I will. Yeah, that'll be my last episode before. We got to do it.
So what are we going to do?
We got to do it virtually. I don't want to stop.
But the thing is with that job, you're not going to be able to tell them, I got to leave, I got a podcast.
Oh, I know that. I'll be off by 7 o'clock at night.
Oh. But you don't know that.
I don't?
You don't know that. You're going to work so much. Because, first of all,
I'm there, so why not?
Yeah. You're there, and you'll have nothing better to do. And are you going to bring your PlayStation or something with you?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And my monitor and everything.
Yeah, okay, okay, good.
I'm still watching.
You're going to still blast. So what are you going to do? You got to get an apartment in Ohio then, right?
If I can choose, I kind of just want to live in a freaking hotel.
I don't know if you can do that.
That's what he said. Hisham did.
Oh, he said you could live in a hotel?
He said, we could do an extended stay hotel. We could do Airbnb, anything. We'll figure it out.
Okay, okay. But they help you book all that stuff, right?
I don't know. I think they will. Yeah.
I think they will.
Okay, good. Dude, they're freaking.
Yeah, they've got it figured out.
Yeah, they got it figured out.
And that's kind of the run through of like some shows and movies that are upcoming that we might start diving into. Mm-hmm. And some albums too. I saw Migos posting on Instagram today about Culture 3 coming soon. Might have some. Do we need it? No.
No. But the Young Thugs album.
I didn't listen to that yet.
It's good. And listen to Young Dolph and Key Glocks. Oh my God.
I didn't listen to Moneybag Yo dropped a new album too.
That was also really
good. Was it good?
Oh. All three of them are, you're going
to
love
it. Looking at the time today. Look at the line of the day.
Dude, you're going to love all three albums. They all bop.
Do they?
Oh.
Okay. Well,
Coco. Chanel.
What?
It's a song.
Well, that might have been the episode. We kind of just went off course there for the last 10 minutes.
I like it. Yeah, it's fun. Just do whatever we want.
What are you doing the rest of the night?
Nothing.
I got to pee so bad.
Oh, can you see me?
Yeah, you're shaking.
Yeah, I'm literally got it.
Well, everybody.
This damn DP.
We'll cut to the chase here.
We'll chase
Follow
to the
us
cut.
On Instagram at Binge Boys Podcast. What?
We'll chase to the cut.
Binge Boys Podcast for all the updates, reviews, postings, all of the above. Speaking of postings, I got to post something. Wait, it probably already did because I scheduled it because I subscribed to Canva Pro.
Wait, what?
I scheduled a post. So I think that we probably got... Yep, there it is. It's the review of Taylor's version. Check us out for those reviews, announcements, stories, and all that shit. We got a lot of good stuff coming, folks. So subscribe, share, rate, and review. All of the above. We'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye. Bye. Bye.